baby, how do you feel?
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday. We're glad you have joined us because we have Sheila Costigan in the studio. And Sheila, what a pleasure to have you with us to talk about a lot of neat things, especially this Stomp Out Diabetes 2 plan and program and fundraiser. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Brian.
This is the person who you want to have over like midday, kind of, you know, like maybe around 10:30, 11 o'clock. She drops by the house. You got a little coffee and you're going to just talk. Sheila, you have, and I say that because you're just so at ease with so many topics and you know so many people. It's fun to gossip too, isn't it? Right?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, well, I'd like to say, set the record straight.
So, folks, that's our endeavor here. Within the hour, we're going to try to set the record straight with Sheila Costigan. And officially, you are the director for and of the Leon County. Tell me your title.
I am the director for the Foundation for Leon County Schools.
There we go. Foundation for Leon County Schools. And as an organization, what is the primary function of the foundation?
We raise dollars through the business community to support programs and resources that are not funded by tax dollars for our public schools. So when it's not, you know, and there are so many programs, our school district has been cut over the last 5 years, $450 million, just like private industry, we heard as well.
Yeah.
And so we have a board of directors who are all business and community leaders who raise dollars to match some programs at the need for our classrooms.
And those kinds of programs would be, for example, the
we fund wellness programs. There are no funded wellness programs and curriculum in our public schools. And we do teacher mini grants, which that's our premier program, as we raised this year $60,000 to put back in the classrooms for teachers. So they can do anything from build gardens to get Kindles to do irrigation fields for their gardens. We have a lot of STEM activities, robotics, you name it, they're doing it. It's great. Yeah, it's fun.
And for those who may not have been paying attention, I'm sure most of our listeners know this, type 2 diabetes is on a horrifyingly epidemic, I would say. I mean, or how would you describe it?
Well, it is. I mean, we have done some research through BMI testing with all of our elementary students and into our middle schools. And we know FSU Med School is the one who's been helping us collect the data. We know for a fact that 1/3 of our students are at risk because of childhood obesity, because of lack of good nutrition and lack of movement. And so what this event does, we partner with Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare, who is dead set on trying to make a dent in this chronic disease. We partner with them to get out the awareness about it and to give some free resources so that they understand that you can control 90% of type 2 diabetes can be controlled through diet and movement. It's not like type 1. Type 1, you can't do anything about it. Your pancreas isn't making insulin. There's not a lot you can do.
Right.
Type 2, you can, and you can get off those drugs. The minute you're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you can expect your health care costs to go up $2,000 a year.
Ouch. Yeah.
It's costly.
So in addition to all of the health concerns, the financial burden, so this program then is educational in nature, but it is also, it sounds like, informational research oriented, so that you can get involved in the prevention of as well as how to deal with it, huh?
Correct. Okay. That's what Tallahassee Memorial's doing, FSU Med School. They'll be out at our event that morning giving free wellness screenings.
So, oh, cool.
Yeah. And okay. So, you know, we're trying to get as many people as we can to get out there and get screened so that, and then pick up the resources they need. The other events are all about movement. You know, everyone thinks that you got to join a club, you got to have a personal trainer, you got to run, you've got to bike. But what you really need to do is just move. So we have a fishing derby. Like, just get out from in front of the television.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you know Chuck Simpson?
Chuck Simpson.
Chuck Simpson is the host of the Deep South Outdoor Review, which also airs on this station. And Chuck's show is all about lifestyle, fishing, hunting, such.
Well, he needs to come to our event.
He needs to, and we need to have you talk to him about being on his show.
Connect us.
Let's do that.
Great.
I can do that.
We've got Walmart sponsoring this. We're giving out free Brim Busters.
Look at that, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
For all these kids.
All right.
They get to actually put a pole in.
This is when?
February 23rd, uh-huh. From 9 o'clock to noon uh-huh. at Tom Brown Park.
Uh-huh.
We have a fun one-mile fun walk. We've got all kinds of bicycle events, rodeos, and all kinds of stuff. We have soccer games going on. We have a tennis expo. We have a Leon County Schools employee kickball tournament.
How cool.
We're going to set a record for the most participants in Zumba. Premier Health and Fitness is doing a Zumba thing. We've got dogs.
So this is like the Guinness thing?
Yeah.
They're going to
Guinness. Guinness is so expensive. So we're just going to set a state record.
A state record and be there to figure it out.
Yeah, okay. We need about 500 people is all we need.
Oh, come on, folks. Yeah. 500. We have at least 503 people listening to this show
Absolutely.
Right now. So
Come
if
on.
Every one of us stand up and go do this,
we got firefighters, we have EMS crews.
This
we
is
have
great.
Dog obedience and frisbee so that you can see how to stay moving with your pet. You know, your pet needs to be healthy too.
We just found out that our dog has diabetes. I'm telling you right now. And that dog needs this activity.
Bring him
Not to
the park.
Mention its owner. So,
bring
hey.
Him to the park.
That's the truth. And so, you're laughing, but that's a serious thing for this poor puppy who, I don't know, we won't talk about my dog.
Well, we launched this initiative in our schools called, and this whole entire community, you may have heard of, it's called 95210. It's a spinoff of a national
yes.
campaign that's going.
Yes.
And so it means 9 hours of sleep, which is, for us adults,
95210.
Almost impossible.
Right.
You know, we're just trying to get six,
right?
At least.
Right.
But you shoot for that. Lack of sleep is directly related to obesity because, you have bad health factors going on if you're not getting enough sleep.
Sure.
And the 5 servings of fruits and vegetables and 2 hours of limited screen time, television,
right.
texting, movies, whatever, and 1 hour of exercise and 0 sugary beverages. Well, we've been so successful with some of this campaign that our youngsters are flipping the thing around to say, 1 hour of recreational screen time and 2 hours of movement.
Yeah.
You know, message to parents, get your kids out from in front of the television,
right,
get
right.
them outside, you know.
Right.
Where we grew up, get outside and play.
That's right. Well, and in the world we are living in and in this community, it seems to me Leon County and Tallahassee has done a good job in making recreational facilities, Tom Brown Park, FSU's Sportsplex complex down there, the Metroplex, I guess they call it, down there on the southwest side of town. There's lots of the biking trails. And now I heard the other day they're going to have coming online a website that'll show you where all of the biking trails are in Tallahassee.
That's right. It's the bikers around here are just incredible. They are so organized. Neil DeMicali is someone who's working with us. Parks and Rec, the city is one of our partners for Stomping Out Type 2 Diabetes at Tom Brown. They're donating all of the space and time to us and staff because they want people in the parks. They want those parks used. And
we're
a national champion, and we have the best parks in the country.
We do, and we have some great world-class rivers, right? So if you're out there with your kayak or your canoe or something. And
right there at Piney Z.
I love it.
Get on the lake.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about Sheila. How long have you been involved in working with Leon County Schools? Because there was a time at which you were serving in another capacity. Let's talk a little bit about that.
I was a teacher for 20 years, and I stepped out of the classroom to run for the school board.
Right.
And was fortunate enough to get elected and served on the school board for 6 years and stepped down. I saw a need. A vacuum that we needed to fill and get the businesses involved in this community, and it was easy to do, and the superintendent and the board of directors asked that I serve in this position, and I've been the director for the last 4 years. So I have for almost 30 years been helping, would like to think I'm helping public education.
You think you'll ever end up back in the classroom?
No, sir. The thing is, when you leave the classroom, we have, our teachers are some of the best in the country. They are so technologically savvy. They get it. They get a lot of professional development. And when you miss a couple of years of that to go back into the classroom, you miss a lot. You know, I probably could not compete.
A lot of ramp up to get back in the flow.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to compete with all those young teachers who have way more energy and way more professional development than I do.
Well, I don't know about the energy level. I mean, I'm getting tired just listening to you here, folks. I don't know. Tallahassee Talks here with Brian Cerny on a Saturday, talking with our good friend Sheila Costigan. For her part, I guess it'd be fair to say the last 30 years, her adult life, because you're 30? How old are you now, 39?
Oh, yeah, 39, thank you.
You started when you were 10 years old.
Yeah.
It's obligatory. I have to make that sort of dumbass remark every time somebody talks about their age. Sorry, folks. Tallahassee Talks, I started to say. And we are learning a little bit more about how, in fact, this organization, the Foundation for Leon County Schools, Sheila's the executive director, goes about, I guess, intersecting with the business community, cooperating with private business to help raise funds and help raise awareness, particularly as to the needs that our schools really face and our programs that they'd like to be able to make available, but they are unfunded. Not just in the last 5 years. It seems to me that the schools have always had needs that they couldn't quite meet through the tax base. And these are not tax dollars. These are private dollars.
Yes, these are private dollars, and individual donors give as well. But this community, we're really lucky to live in a community that understands the importance of employee wellness and staff wellness and personal wellness, because your productivity level goes up.
Yes.
The reason the foundation is so involved in this is we know, just like, I mean, most people should know, if you feel good, you're going to learn better.
It's good business.
We have what this community doesn't probably is unaware of. We have 12,000 students on free and reduced lunch. That means that they live in or at the poverty or below the poverty level.
Wow.
12,000 kids.
Wow.
Our public schools are challenged to help those kids with all of the emotional, social, not to mention the academic needs that they have. Those kinds of things aren't funded. All the academic stuff is, which is wonderful. But, you know, if your head's not screwed on right, it's hard to learn. If you're hungry, it's hard to concentrate. You know, that's what we decided we were going to help. That's why we're doing the wellness programs, because we understand the formula.
See, I always kept a peanut butter sandwich at my desk.
Good man. It's the best thing you can
do. I mean, and sometimes two or three, just in case it was a big day. That was fifth grade.
Yeah, you know, you put that peanut butter with a banana.
Some things have not changed for
me. Exactly. Your whole week.
There's probably a banana in my desk somewhere.
That is perfect brain food. It's filled with so much potassium. Your kids need to be eating that. I used to, when I taught, would tell those kids before we took standardized testing, you better have a banana. You know, if you don't eat anything else, get that banana. I would give them out. Classroom, you know.
How does coffee work? Is that good?
Coffee's good. Coffee's great.
Okay.
Kids, just as long as those kids aren't drinking sugared up, pumped up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crack coffee. You don't want to be drinking that crack coffee.
No. Well, okay. So here's what we know. We know that this foundation we're talking about here, you've been involved as the director for how long?
Only 4 years.
4 years.
Just starting my fourth year.
What's the future look like? Where is the organization growing? Are you trying to get more businesses involved? What's your mission?
Our
vision?
Mission is to raise as many dollars as we can to help our public schools.
Whatever it takes.
And so, private and individual donors, public donors, we get grants, we get corporate donations, and that's what we do. I mean, we are charged with raising these dollars and bless this business community who steps up to the plate. We get lots of corporate funding. A lot of all the people who do work with schools, the contractors, the construction companies, those men and women understand it. They give generously to the foundation. It goes right back into the schools. The extension of the halfpenny sales tax, what a boon for us, because that just means that we're going to be able to get the technology back in place that our schools need. I mean, a lot of our schools are under... underwired, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, these kids have got to have it. It's just the way
technology
it's
challenge.
Yeah.
Well, and so the foundation operates as a separate organization, or is it under the direction of Leon County Schools? I mean, who is your boss?
What makes us unique is that we belong to a consortium of Florida education foundations.
Oh, I see.
We are a legislatively funded.
Oh, I see.
Which makes us different from booster organizations and PTOs, PTAs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We get dollars for, it's called a matching grant fund.
And I see.
So one event we have every year is called our Harvest Moon Soiree. That's how we raised $35,000. Well, it was actually $45,000 this year. And then we got a $32,000 match from the state because we belong to this consortium.
I see.
And so we are a 501(c), but the district has bought in by giving us office space. So we are located at the new Bloxham building downtown right next to Cascades Park.
Cool.
And the district also pays the salary for the executive director. That's a contract that they have worked out. The board of directors supervises and manages my activities and our activities.
I see.
And then I work hand in hand with the superintendent.
What is it like working with Jackie Pons?
It's wonderful.
Really?
He gets it. He gets it.
Because I hear such terrible things about Jackie. You know, he's grumpy all the time.
Oh,
he has no vision.
Right. And no energy.
He doesn't like people.
Yeah, he never goes out.
And he hates kids.
He hates kids. Stays in the closet. Just never comes out. Yeah.
I'll have to send him a copy of the show just so he can hear me say that.
He is a great advocate for public schools. You know what, he goes beyond just beyond Leon County too. He travels all over the state with that energy.
Yeah.
And brings back new ideas up at the Capitol all the time, advocating for good legislation and direction and funds, not to mention funds. Mm-hmm. The guy's working all of the time.
Mm. He's really got that CEO sort of mentality, doesn't
he? Hires good people. He has some great first lieutenants.
You know, one of the things we do during the holidays is to participate in the parade.
Oh, yeah.
Wintertime Christmas holiday parade. And Jackie's out there on the street, and I'm in the parade, and I'm walking down to my group of folks. We're gonna be in this parade, and I hear, "Brian," and he's looking around at me and waving and everything. I'm thinking, Jackie, show a little decorum here. I mean, you're the superintendent of the school district, man. You look like you're just, oh, forget it. It's not worth it, you know.
Yeah, he's real.
Because he is so real, and he is so genuine. And
you know, before that parade.
And he's like that with everybody.
That parade, he hosts a little gathering for the people who are going to march with him in that parade.
Yeah.
And has all the chocolate and the chili. And
right. And he's like, "When are you going to have me on your show?" And I said, "Well, when you're somebody important and worth talking to, like Sheila."
Hey, get him to come on and talk about what's going on.
Shouldn't I?
Oh, yeah. With what's happening right now. And the what DOE is expecting of our public schools at this point. It's private industry could never handle the changes they're expecting us to do in the coming years.
Well, those are important topics. And in fact, while I'm having fun making fun of Jackie, I agree entirely. We are fortunate to have such an individual. And it seems to me we're blessed to have you involved as well. And kudos back to you and your team. Who are some of the most visionary people that you work with? I mean, when you look around the room, so to speak, and I'll preface this by saying that it seems to me that you go from one networking group to the next, and you're at this little soiree, and then this fundraiser over here, and it's pretty much the same 1,000 people every time that you see at these events.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you ask, well, where are the other 167,000 people? You know, who are those people who are the working slobs out here that are making this whole thing go? You know, but they're not in the groove. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not.
They're not
like
on the social page of the newspaper. They're not showing up at the fundraisers. And
the worker bees.
They're not what we would call the movers and shakers.
Right.
But man, they're the ones that are pulling, you know, carrying the water.
I tell you, and we have so many of those people. They're hard to name. There are 28 board members on the foundation board. So one of the board members who's just been moving us ahead in leaps and bounds is Jeannie Booth. She's with the Tallahassee Democrat. You know
Jeannie's a good friend.
She is a visionary. She gets it. She's been in education a while.
In fact, I just thought of this. I get to, what do I get to do? I get to be the monitor for the upcoming Brain Bowl.
Oh, those kids are going to love you.
Isn't that great?
It is great.
Really? They're going to like me?
Oh, you're going to shake it up.
Is there free food involved?
Oh, there's lots of food.
I'm in.
It's ridiculous food.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Snacks, and the kids adore me.
Yeah.
This is good.
You're going to be,
Carl, write that down. I got that one. Okay.
And you get smart. Oh, God.
I do?
Oh, yeah.
Don't count on it.
Oh, yeah. Wait,
I better eat my banana.
Wait till you hear these questions. You're just going to be.
Really?
You're going to be so pumped up to see these brilliant
kids. I have to know the answers?
No.
I just ask the question.
Time. You have to be real alert.
Ah, well, okay, coffee and a banana.
That's
yes.
That's right. So shakers and movers, there's so many people. I tell you, when we're talking about wellness, I just left a presentation just a moment ago. Mary Barley, who is the Leon County coordinator, of well-being coordinator, I think is her title. She gets it. She's a visionary. She, in the last 7 years, she has taken this community from zero on the radar about corporate wellness and the return on investment to we're flying high now. We get it. We probably have 150 businesses and government agencies. I can't tell you 65, 75,000 employees now who are doing wellness programs. And what happens is the businesses get it. If you have well employees, you have fewer health claims.
Duh.
Yeah. So, you know, right. it's so everyone thinks it's so altruistic that we just really care about you, Brian. But if you're a business owner, I just really want to stop paying all these claims. Mm-hmm, you know, I want you to have a good back, you know.
Yeah, feeling good is hard to do when there ain't a whole lot of money in the kitty.
That, you know,
you can care all you want to, but, well, folks, we're talking with Sheila Costigan here, and you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Glad you've tuned in. I will try not to sing out of key. Learning a lot about the Foundation for Leon County Schools. Sheila is the executive director and a charming individual, despite what I've heard prior to this interview. I'm grateful to know that she's so conversational and just witty. She has a wittiness about her and apparently has had her banana this morning because, man, she's on it. She's got the facts and figures for us, talking about how it is that this organization is doing a vital task that maybe at least this young man hasn't recognized as I should have, doing the vital task of supplementing the needs of our schools, the needs of students and teachers and activities that would otherwise be unfunded. Would you say generally that you how would you describe your contribution monetarily to the schools on an annual basis? What kind of dollars are we looking at?
We're looking at about $100,000 and hard cash and in-kind services.
Wow.
Not to mention the people that we bring to the year after year. So we bring this whole network of people who understand and now become advocates of public education, which, you know, is being attacked on all sides.
There's
a lot of people, a lot of private industry, a lot of private people trying to make money off the backs of kids. They're not held to the same standards. They don't play by the same rules. They're able to write off dollars, and they don't give the same services that public schools do.
So if we take the $100,000 away, what happens?
You won't have wellness programs. You won't have teacher mini grants. You won't have scholarship dollars. We also serve as a fiscal agent for other people who don't want to go through the onerous task of becoming a 501. And so it's what we do is we have about six groups, including Whole Child Leon, who just joined us this year.
Right.
Courtney Atkins, there's another visionary. Another visionary is Barbara Wills, Assistant Superintendent Barbara Wills. You needed to have her on your show. You talk about someone who could help you understand core curriculum and what's coming down the pike.
Carl, write that down.
Yep.
Barbara Wills. And who was the one?
Courtney Atkins with Whole Child Leon. Oh, and they're both beautiful, by the way.
Really?
So, yeah, you know, I'll have competition. You may not ask me back. I'm married to all three of those women.
Oh, well.
And Jeannie, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But anyway,
Sheila, don't worry. You got it in the bag,
I'm
girl.
Telling
Come
you,
on.
We, public schools are in a. We're really being attacked on all sides. And so if this community can understand that, you know, we have to take all kids every day. If you're a charter or a private school or a parochial school, you don't have to take every kid. We do. If we continue to take the creme de la creme from our public schools, our public schools are not going to be in a good position. And not everybody can afford those other things.
So then you mentioned charter schools. Like, for example, is it the Envision School, right? That what am I thinking of?
Oh, the Imagine.
Imagine.
Right. That's close. Yeah. Envision should have a school.
Maybe I should have had two bananas. The Imagine School over here at Rose and the... The way in which they operate as a charter school is really embracing Sally Batzine's model, right?
The whole
idea of having this community that progressively works forward with the child, so they're in touch with pretty much that same culture, that same group of teachers throughout, huh?
Yeah, and see, we're lucky in Leon County. We are so lucky because the school board chose to oversee the charter schools in our district. Some districts don't do that. They leave it up to the state.
Right.
Well, you know, that's a big animal up there.
Right.
It's not, so you're not held to the same standards.
Right.
Our charter schools in Leon County are wonderful. The School of Arts and Sciences is probably one of the best schools in the nation.
Wow.
I would send my children to charter schools here.
So then do those charter schools have access to the funding that you're providing through the foundation?
We're looking at that. We haven't really created that network yet because we are tied to those matching dollars. Some of those matching dollars say that we have to be only public schools.
I see.
But our consortium is looking at that because, you know, those are our kids. That is our workforce.
Yeah.
And we want to help as much
as
possible.
And there's a new one now out there on Mahan.
Yeah, the governors,
right?
I think.
Right.
I forget what they're calling it.
Yeah. So when you look at education, let's talk about primary education in Leon County, K through 12. On a scale of A to F, what do you think?
Where we rank?
Yeah, just your gut. You think we're at an A level, C level?
Oh, we're an A level school district.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. Absolutely.
Yeah? In what sense? In what terms?
Well, performance standards for sure.
Yeah.
And performance standards and leadership.
Hmm.
And our budget and the way our fiduciary responsibility has been handled.
Yeah.
Our finance department, what they do with a dollar is pretty incredible. We're behind in technology. That's that infrastructure. Mm. We knew that. That's why we pushed so hard. And the foundation was behind that whole movement for the extension of the half penny. That's going to help us bring us up to where we need to be. Mm. I mean, we have to have smart boards in every single classroom. Mm. Kids have to be able to have laptops in every, laptop labs. Mm. So they're portable and the kids can use them whenever. Mm. We just have some, some security issues, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
We have some private people right now trying to raise dollars for walkie-talkies for every teacher at our schools. Mm. Now, how cool is that?
Yeah.
You think that, what do they need those for? Well, you never know. It's nice to have.
Well, in the current climate, we're certainly heightened in our concern for school safety. And you've said that security is an issue here.
Only, it's not an issue because I think John Hunkiar is the director of our safety and security, and I would put us up against any district. We have no incidents, really, when you think about it. I'm just saying that if you think of where we could be, if he had a bigger budget, what he could do from... I don't know what his plan is, from metal detectors to the walkie-talkies to to cameras. There's all kinds of things that could make you feel safer. Are you really safer?
Yeah.
Perception versus reality.
Right. Some schools have, it seems nationwide, have brought more security to campus. They've actually funded, more personnel. Some are restricting visitation.
We are there.
Telling parents... one visit a day is really all you can do here because it's more than we can keep up with. You agree with that idea?
I do. We are doing everything we can. Our security systems, our ID systems. The problem is when you have old schools, and that's what I mean, we needed the money to beef up our security.
Yeah.
We have schools that are accessible. They're not fenced in. And everyone says we can climb a fence, but still, if you have to climb that fence, you have to put more energy. It gives us more time, whatever.
Right.
We have some schools that we have to make a little more secure, and it requires capital outlay.
Right.
We have to put some dollars into that.
You think that the whole question of security, especially related to schools, is benefited or detracted in light of the discussion around gun control? Is it important that we see that in the same context? Or do you see those as really separate issues?
If I were going to wave a wand and want to make our schools more secure, I would fund more social workers. We have 32,000 kids and more. We're closer to 33, I would bet. Mm. We have probably 5 social workers who are able to assess, and guidance counselors. Mm-hmm. We are so thin who can assess where kids are troubled, mm-hmm. if they're coming from troubled homes. And you've heard this a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. I want to have a conversation about guns, but what I really want to talk about is how we can help these kids become emotionally and spiritually healthier.
Mm.
They come from a lot of trash.
Yeah, tough stuff.
Man.
Cindy Bigsby was a guest recently, and you know her work in nonviolent communication and compassionate communication, trying to encourage people to connect with each other more effectively, whether it's parent to child, teacher to student, spouses and such, employers, employees. It's exciting work, and it's meaningful from my point of view in that it really cuts to the core of what makes us work as human beings, how we connect with one another And more importantly, when we don't, what happens to us? You know, where do we go in place of that meaningful relationship, that meaningful communication? So you're saying that if you've got a pair of eyes there and a pair of ears that are listening, watching, that determination can be made, and Cindy would support you in that, that it's not, it's all not all smoke and mirrors. It's determinable.
We know who's going to be a dropout, okay? I mean, you hate to use that word, but by third grade.
Or who is at risk.
We know who's at risk of dropping out at third grade.
Mm.
So if we know what.
It's that fundamental.
It's that fundamental. And Cindy would tell you this. So if we had enough people, and you know, if we had, and the teachers can't do this. You know, you've got 24 kids. You don't have the time to nurture every single child. You want to. Your heart's there. But there are some troubles. The signs are there. How do we intervene? How can we get the kid in the, you know, healthy?
Mm.
And I think if, and you know, you have to admit, schools spend more time with those kids than they do waking hours with their parents.
They are the surrogate
we
family.
We are. Mm-hmm. And if we could build dorms, that is another magic wand for some of these kids and have them live on campus, they would probably be at the top of their game.
Yeah. Folks, we're talking with Sheila Costigan here. She is the executive director for the Foundation for Leon County Schools, a private 501c3 organization that works with local business, helping to raise awareness and helping to raise money to the tune of about $100,000 a year that without, the schools would definitely be in bigger trouble than they might already be. And in spite of that, Sheila, you're saying we're doing very well in terms of our performance and the proficiency of our teachers and the operation of our programs. We need help perhaps in the areas of security and technology, infrastructure particularly. Is that part of your mission then for 2013 is to help get those dollars for those particular areas, or do you have other sort of projects that you're focused on?
Well, we have all kinds of projects. We're trying to help the district with our science, technology, engineering, and math, all those STEM issues. You know, that's another place where we need to help teachers with professional development. Again, that's the first dollars that get cut. So we're trying to get some grant dollars and some donor dollars in line so that we can train more teachers in the science, technology, engineering, and math so that they feel better equipped for what's coming down the pike. Teachers are overworked and underpaid, as everyone knows. So any resource that we can give them so they don't have to go into their pockets, and that's what I think people listening to this show need to know, is that it's different. You know, when you have, you know how you feel about your own kids?
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine teaching all of those kids and how your heart bleeds, well, your wallet bleeds too, because you want to help.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers give so much of their own money.
Mm-hmm.
And
arts and craft stores, school supplies.
The time is money.
And the time.
You know, they're staying after school running programs that your children are involved in.
Yeah.
And most of them do it for free to keep those kids off the streets. So what the foundation wants to do is help enhance learning any way we can. And this community, in my mind, if you want me to be honest, we can do way better than $100,000 a year. I mean, it's sad that we're not raising more money for our kids.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because
I didn't want to.
At $100,000, I mean, dollars are tough. Really?
Yeah. Dollars are tough, and we don't have those big corporations, as you know. You know, we've got state agencies.
Right, right.
We don't have the really, really big corporations out there. We do, though. The banks are extremely generous.
Mm-hmm.
Construction companies, I told you before, extremely generous. When they have the money, but they're hurting now.
Sure.
And you know, who's not? The medical community, for our stomping out, very generous.
Right.
But then, you know, you have to worry about that individual business owner. Mm. He and she, they don't have the money maybe right now, but I want to be on their radar. We want the foundation to be on.
Well, let's do this. You've got a website address, right?
We do.
Let's talk about that website address. So, folks, as you're listening to Sheila Costigan talk about this upcoming event, it's called the Stomp Out of Type 2 Diabetes. It's a fundraiser, but it's also a preventative program in and of itself, because you can come out. It's at Tom Brown Park, and it happens on the 23rd of February from 9 until 12, so about a three-hour period there. Go out there with your dog, and I'll be bringing my dog, because my dog has been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. That, I mean, I know that sounds a little silly, but it's a serious matter, and this dog deserves a better, healthier life, as does her owner. So I will be out there working the LBs off of the old carcass, And you should be doing the same. And you can have a lot of fun doing it. Tell us again what some of the things you're going to do that
well,
day.
Well, the first, I was going to throw in that we were talking about bananas, and the first 700, because I'll tell you that in a minute, the first 700 registrants who, you know, participate in the events get free Tropical Smoothie Cafe lunches. Sam Osborne. Now, there's another great, generous man in this community. We have a lot
Who is that?
Sam Osborne.
I know Sam.
You know Sam?
Yes.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe. He's
oh, man.
Face. Yeah, yeah.
He's got that great car.
Yes.
That really super,
yeah,
super duper
Hummer.
Car.
Yeah, yeah. He loves But he brings all of his owners, you know, all of them.
Yeah.
Under, and they come out that day.
Sweet.
You know, he gave away 1,000, I think, last year. We were he's phenomenal what we're doing.
That's cool.
We are having a walk, some bike events, soccer, tennis, dog obedience, dog, you know, walking with your dog, a kickball tournament for Leon County employees. We're having juggling and trying to think of what else we've got going on. We got the fishing derby going on in Lake Leon.
Wow.
We got firefighters out there, EMS people doing displays about how you, and the whole idea is to make family work together, play
yeah.
together.
Get out there and have some fun. Yeah.
And enjoy these
get
parks.
Healthy.
Yeah. And you don't have to, you know, you don't have to have any money to do this. Parks are free.
That's right.
Walking's free.
Well, somebody paid for it, but at least those dollars that went to pay for those facilities then are shared, right?
That's
and
right.
So the community steps up.
Dollars,
yeah,
right.
steps up and says, hey, we deserve this.
Yeah. Well, we even had the pond stocked. The Florida Fresh Water and Game,
man,
or whatever their names
oh,
are, fishing game. They came out and stocked the pond. So at least I hope those kids, when they throw them,
oh,
Walmart,
man.
Thank you, Walmart, who gave us the Brim Busters. So
look
kids
at that.
Get to take home a little
look at that.
Cane.
That's awesome.
It is.
It is awesome. And then you're going to make me lunch that day? Is that how it works?
Yeah, Tropical
so
Smoothie
I'll have my
Cafe. I'll be the woman running around insane. But the most
the
important
crazy
thing,
lady.
Tallahassee Memorial Hospital, our diabetes center will be out there helping us, and Premier Fitness and many, many others helping us get those screenings done so that we
Very
can
good.
Give people the reason to get well.
Folks, if you've just tuned in, the truth is there's a lot to be said, more so than we can do inside of an hour, but we're learning a little bit more about this wonderful organization, the Foundation for Leon County Schools, Sheila Costigan, the executive director, who graciously has joined us in this hour to get us a little bit better educated, point us in the right direction. You've got this event coming up February 23rd from 9 to 12 at Tom Brown Park.
Stomping
What's the official?
Out type 2 diabetes.
Okay. Stomping out type 2 diabetes. And we asked you earlier for the website. What's that?
It's the best thing to do, because you might get confused with spelling, is to Google.
Me would.
Google.
I would be making many mistakes.
Most people, Foundation for Leon County Schools.
Foundation
and
for Leon
up,
County
but
Schools.
Our
okay.
website is, you know, www.foundation, one word, forlcs.com. So Foundation for LCS, Leon County Schools, all one word.
Foundation for LCS.com.
Right.
Easy.
Yes, and you can donate right there on the site. You can push
oh,
that donate
Oh, you are
out.
So smooth, you.
Yeah. And all those people who want to give gifts, maybe you're a retired teacher or you're a
like
grandparent.
That. Yeah.
Who would like to make a gift.
On behalf
know,
of.
We also have an endowment fund.
Look at that.
Our foundation. So while, you know, we have.
That's great.
We do. And so hopefully we'll be able to generate even more dollars. We get that up to a certain level. We want to, you know, we're lucky again that we have a community foundation. Business in this town, Joy Watkins and her group who run that and give all of us small nonprofits a way to make more money.
That's great.
Yeah.
Foundation for LCS.com. So it's all one string.
Yep.
Foundation and then the word for, F-O-R, LCS.com.
Yep.
Okay. So I've got that. Why are you laughing?
Well, because we also, if you go to Facebook, you can also put in Stomping Out Type 2 Diabetes. And you'll go straight to our event registration so people can register there.
See, you're knowing that I'm overworking me here.
I know. You got too many sites to remember.
I can't handle all that.
And we're going to be tweeting some stuff, too. So.
Folks, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to get plugged in if you have not done so before, not only with this organization, but to be able to take part in something that really touches so many different parts of our community all at one time. I mean, think about that. Think about all the different organizations that are part of this activity, this stomping out type 2 diabetes. Did I say it right?
Yep.
Okay. And that's, again, February 23rd, 9 to 12, Tom Brown Park. You got the website. If you have a topic or a guest that you'd like us to consider, you know that you can email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. In fact, if you've missed one of our shows and you go to the website, you can go to the listen page and you'll be able to hear all of the shows that we've been broadcasting over the last 2 years. Do you know that in this month we begin our third season? And it's really interesting adventure for us as a team in that we have had in front of us some of the most interesting people, hardworking, visionary people in Tallahassee, involved in so many different aspects of our community that many times, maybe most of the time, don't get noticed, don't get the headlines, don't show up somewhere on a social page or even on a Facebook page. But yet, man, they're back in the trenches working hard. And you've named a number of those folks. And I think Sheila Costigan is one of those people who has joined us in this hour and as our guest has done such a fabulous job in getting us in tune with her organization and the work they're doing to help fund Leon County Schools in a 501c3. So you can make a tax-deductible contribution. You can get involved in the activities. You can participate on the website. Learn more about how this organization works. Talk to the people at your office. Find out if maybe the business that you work for or the business you own can be a part of contributing. There might be a way that you can give either cash or an in-kind contribution. Get it moving, guys. I mean, this is our deal. This is our town. We make it what we want it to be. And Sheila, for her part, seems like you're doing your best to keep us on track, keep us going in the right direction.
I would like to think that the foundation and the commitment that the people on the board of directors give, you know, I don't want to leave this show today without singing their praises. You know, these are men and women who leave their jobs and give from their private wallets, all right, and their corporations as well, to make sure that we sustain the quality that we have in our schools. And so we can't make enough money. The more we make, the better services we can give our kids.
Yeah. Do you think that if we were to look for those resources within our community that could engage people more effectively, that would be worthwhile? And here's my point. And we mentioned earlier the idea that there seemed to be this group of folks that show up at all the fundraisers. They're smaller in number. They're the folks that are in touch with all of the activities going on in these various quasi-governmental organizations or charitable organizations. But the vast majority of people sort of stand on the outside and look in, or maybe they're just unaware. So my question here is there a need for another organization, or is there a need for better communication, or how do we get the everyday person plugged into the things that you do from week to week, day to day? I mean, here you're on we could have you on every radio show and every TV show in town, but then you wouldn't get anything else done. So, I mean, how do we better get us as a population plugged into the kinds of things that this organization does?
Well, your talk show is one way. I mean, you've hit the nail. I mean, it's all about communication and awareness. I mean, we're probably one of the best kept secrets. You probably didn't even know we existed.
Did not.
A couple of years ago. And we've flown under the radar, and so we're doing our best now. And thank you so much for allowing us this opportunity. Yeah. The Tallahassee Democrat does a lot to get us out in front of people. They always have somebody serve on our board. They understand the importance. You know, that's the thing about education. If you're not involved in it at the time, you just take it for granted. It's not like your health. It's not like your financial awareness. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't tug at your heartstrings unless you've got a kid in school or you're in school yourself.
Well, I guess that's why I'm just sitting back and spitballing with you a bit.
But if you're a business owner,
yeah,
and you live in this town and you want quality service at your bank, and you want quality front door service at your medical healthcare providers, and you want quality service at your restaurants. You know, in all the service industries and everything that we
health
do,
clubs.
You know, this is another fact that a lot of people don't understand or have ever heard is that only 65% of our workforce has only a high school diploma. So if you know that, the public schools is so important. We need to make sure that those kids are graduating certified, ready to go to work. Their skills are good so that you as an employer or just as a retired person, you're getting educated people to serve you, educated people on the front line. You know, and I don't know how you get that message out.
Well,
but it does count.
It's the question of getting the message out, and then more, I think more significantly, it's the question of getting people involved. And I mean, this organization is you know, working pretty hard. You've got this event coming up here in February, but what do you do to get people up off the couch? Maybe it's that you talk to those high school graduates, and as they're going through high school, they're better educated to the facts of life, that the education they're getting is coming in part because of an organization like yours. And so when they get out into that workforce, they don't. We don't have to go back and try to reach them. They get it. They know that once they're in the workforce, part of their opportunity is to give back.
There are some things, and I tell you, the giving back and the most crucial piece is that we retain the money that we're investing in these teachers. In other words, we retain our teachers. You know? And you were talking about how to get involved. There are lots of school districts around the state who the utilities, now we're own our city owns our utilities, but other Florida Power and Light. And some other Progress Energy to help them and keep them here. There are some, you know, businesses could come together and do stuff like that for teachers. And Vision Credit Union does a really good job. Florida Commerce is doing a program this month. I got to plug them. Florida Commerce is doing, or First Florida, I should say, is doing, Credit Union is doing an initiative where if you open a new account, any account with them in the next 60 days, I believe, that $25 automatically goes to the foundation for us to do some financial literacy courses. We've got kids graduating already in debt, Brian. They're already losing the game. They get credit cards. Parents use their IDs to take out other lines of interest credit. We have some serious teachers who are in debt, you know, kids who need to have that financial literacy. So we've got the banking institutions are coming. Capital City Banks this year funded a financial literacy program for all seniors in our schools. I mean, we really have some people who understand the importance of all wellness, not just the thing you think about right off the bat, but that emotional and fiscal wellness.
This event is the 23rd.
Correct.
What comes after the Stomping Out Type 2 Diabetes?
What we do is we take our summers and we raise as much money. You know, from here out, we will be, we are involved in many grants that we have to monitor. So we've got a lot of wellness grants in in the works. We'll be monitoring those grants, writing new grants, making more dollars, and going out to solicit as many private dollars as we can, trying to get people to invest in our schools is what we're calling it. And so we began a donor development campaign that will lead us into our next event, which we have every year, an invitation only event to all of the big corporate and individual donors who have given, you know, trying to keep them on. And we have a wine and cheese tasting.
Yeah, kind of a courting of them.
Kind of a celebration party. And we'd love anyone to come.
Okay,
like
so for example, we have the North Florida Home Show here in February, That's for folks who want to learn how to better care for, improve, add to, modify their homes, So there's this Civic Center event, and everything's on display, and it's all paid for by the folks who come in who have stuff to sell. Sponsored. Why can't you do that with your stuff? Why can't you have a, if it's not quarterly or once a year, do a cavalcade, do a celebration of all the educational opportunities in Leon County, and we come to the Civic Center and we pay our $5, and the booths that we go to are, you know, the computers that the schools are using,
the special programs that they have to offer, the remedial programs they have, the adult education, on and on and on it goes. And so that becomes this great big celebration of, and at the center of that, or at least one of the prominent parts of that, is the foundation for Leon County Schools. So it's a way for us to get to that common person who may not have the $50,000 to put in your hand, but if I could get 100,000 people to give you a buck, I just doubled your budget.
That's right. That, you know, I don't know if you want my job or not, but I love no. That is, no, I'm saying that, Brian,
I wouldn't
that
have
is a,
your job.
That is, yeah.
I can't do the one I have, so what's the difference?
You're doing a great job.
No.
I couldn't do your job, but that is an excellent idea, and I tell you, it would be really, really worth it to work with the people who are already engaged. You're right. Mm-hmm. Our volunteer department just does an outstanding job. I think we have 1,500 mentors and adult volunteers in our schools, reading coaches, and you have 1,500 people already. And I mean, if you think we have 33,000 kids, we almost got at least a mentor for our elementary kids.
Right, right.
You're right. Those are the kinds of things that we could be doing. All the people who are doing the Leon County Health Department helps us with all of our wellness initiatives.
Right, right, right.
The fiscal, like you were saying. You're right. That's what a great idea.
There are layers in our community of awareness and involvement. You, my friend, and I will say several of your colleagues are at a certain level of awareness, of involvement. You bleed the stuff that you do. You're just so dedicated and you're devoted. Thank God that you're there. But there's a lot of us who don't know you exist, and we're out here buying, feeding, working, back and forth we go. You know, we work the fields. And, you know, the folks that are up there on top, they're working hard too, but there's a disconnect, I think. And I see it over and over and over again, where the average individual has no idea that there is such a thing as, and you can fill in the blank.
You're right.
So, it seems to me that we need to do a better job. This is my editorial portion of the show, of bringing those things down to ground level, making them as commonplace as going fishing or going to a football game, which is the stuff that most of us do most weekends, or gardening. So why can't schooling be that way? Why can't all the stuff that we go to all the fundraisers for and, you know, court all of the moneyed people in town, why can't we translate that into a very common t-shirt and jeans kind of experience?
I just thought. I love it. I'm already thinking about this. You know, of course, the human, the resources and the time it takes to organize one of these events that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But, of course, once you do it one time.
Or if you do a lot of little events. So if you do a Clayman Plaza kind of thing, and it's an outdoor, and it didn't cost you a whole lot of money, but it was another installment, and another thing over here, and then something at the mall, and maybe it's a flash mob at, you know, some event or some, you know, at the Governor's Mall or something. So you just kind of keep all of that juice flowing, and it's not about, we've got to make our budget again this year and crank that monkey up again and let's go. It's really about, it's just the natural flow. And it's just like Girl Scout cookies, for heaven's sakes. I mean, you know, buy a box. What's the deal, man? You can't spring $20 for a little thin mint? What's the matter with you? So that's what I'm talking about, is getting those 100,000, 200,000 people to each give a dollar. Folks, we've run out of time, and you know, I'm sitting over here just pontificating, and Sheila's looking at her watch.
I'm taking notes.
Why in the world? No.
I'm taking notes.
I think we have a lot more to do. I think that Sheila Costigan is a wonderful person who has devoted her career to helping your kids and mine, to helping our community and the organization that she represents, and all of those board members and the businesses that contribute considerably. We wouldn't have the $100,000 without them.
So folks, seems to me it's time for us to answer that call. It's time for us to step up, and maybe we can be as devoted in our way in getting involved in this activity. It's coming up February 23rd from 9 until noon at Tom Brown Park, our favorite place. And yeah, it's free. Just walk in there, start eating bananas, have some smoothies, you know, go fishing with your kid.
Bring your dog.
Bring my poor puppy.
Or cat.
Diabetic dog. And, you know, find a cure, find an answer. Work that puppy and have some fun. And maybe throw a dollar or two in the hat. And let's go forward with this organization called the Foundation for Leon County Schools. Sheila Costigan's been our guest. Thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Folks, that's all we have for you today. Once again, I've tried to do my best and not put you to sleep. And here we are on a Saturday afternoon, 93.3. Freedom 93 is our home. We're glad to be a part of the family here, celebrating freedom in our community. I'm glad you've tuned in. And we want you to come back again. We'll be here next Saturday, ready to talk more about what Tallahassee's talking about. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.